This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
You know, it kind of sounds stupid, but when I started playing hockey, I transformed from being Angus, the redhead kid at school who people teased, to being Gus, the goalkeeper. There's a real stereotype and a real formula and a real mould that we are expected to fit into. And in many ways, I fall into a lot of those cliches of a sportsman. The longer I played sport and the more I hid from who I was, the more difficult it became to tell my teammates and tell people around me the truth about myself.
Now, those words are taken from the coming out video, I suppose we could call it, that my next guest posted up on YouTube and which came around to all of us with a very fulsome praise from Hockey Victoria and also from the Equal Opportunities Commission. He played hockey for many years. As far as they knew, he was just one of the blokes. But what they didn't know was that inside he was struggling to reconcile his love for the game and his determination to be one of the team with the hidden fact that he was gay. Well, now he's out and talking about what that struggle cost him. Good afternoon and welcome to the show, Gus Johnston.
Thank you, Doug. Thanks for having me.
Now, that was obviously a very emotional experience for you making that video. I could see the emotion coming back to you as we played that little grab there.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to make up your mind to do that?
When I first spoke to a friend about sitting down and doing it, he kind of asked, and a few people have asked me why now, and I suppose my response was I've been thinking about doing it for about 10 years, so I don't know whether it took me 10 years to get to that point, but I think probably about 4 weeks ago I made a decision that I'd like to share my story and experience with the hockey community and the broader community and do that in a public way. And so it was an extremely difficult process, though, emotionally and physically.
Well, a message come in here from one of the listeners, from Bodie, said, Gus, I know a lot of people are incredibly proud of you for what you've done. How have you found the response to your video?
I've said to a few people recently that it's been overwhelming, and I know that that's kind of possibly an expression that's maybe overused a bit, kind of in an emotional context, but
it's people throw it away, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been absolutely overwhelming.
Yeah, like when someone says happy birthday to you on Facebook.
Exactly.
But the literally hundreds and hundreds of emails, text messages, Facebook messages, all kinds, people have got in contact with me, not just from the hockey community, but from around the world, people I don't know from other sports, mothers from the suburbs, all sorts of people have got in contact with me, and it's been extraordinarily moving.
And I guess that must make you feel really, really happy about what you've done, that because you've actually managed to make a difference to people.
Yeah, I had no expectation about the response that I would get, but within 24 hours, I think it would be fair to say that the pain I went through to actually create the video felt justified. Yeah.
Now, it wasn't just the pain of making the video, though, because in the video itself, you talk about how difficult it was for you keeping yourself closeted while you were playing. And how I was particularly moved by the way you said you felt that you kind of had to go along with the casual homophobia of the people you were playing with. And I think a lot of us can identify with that. You know, we hear the homophobic jokes at work or whatever else. And, you know, do we laugh along or do we make a fuss about it? Do we come out? Do we not? Now that you've made the video, have any of those players that you worked with in those times got in touch with you at all?
Certainly,
and,
yeah.
And what's their reaction been? Have they objected to you painting them as homophobic, or have they apologised to you for being like that, or anything like that?
I played hockey for 20 years, and I dearly loved the sport, and got so much out of it. So my video was never for a moment an attack on my sport.
No. I just wondered how they'd responded to it. Though.
Some people have responded with extreme guilt, and which was not necessarily my motivation, but
at least you made them think.
Well, definitely. I think that's what's been most pleasing, is that people have literally been have been engaging and has had as made them think about their behaviour.
Rob,
so I guess, I mean, you said, you know, people sort of, or you said, you know, why now? For us as gay men, what tends to happen is we sort of, at varying ages, you know, I know I speak to some of my friends, you know, it might be at 6 or 8 or 9, we work out we're a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And then we work out, and I don't know whether it's the same for the girls, but we work out that the difference is that we're attracted to someone, you know, to the same gender. And then that can be sort of, you know, or maybe it's 9 or 10 or 11. And then we go through adolescence, and of course, all our mates, you know, are starting to discover, you know, sexual relationships with members of the opposite sex. And what I've discovered, you know, with the homophobia in sport stuff and also the mental health stuff, is that when people are at that sort of early adolescent stage, there's nothing in the atmosphere that they can grab hold of. And when I say sort of, you know, characters on television, role models, whether they're sporting role models, you know, politicians, you know, and they're very thin on the ground. And I mean,
sure,
you know, is the fact that Hockey Victoria took this project on,
mm-hmm,
and put something else into the atmosphere for you,
yes,
that you then thought, okay, as difficult as it was, I can do this.
Definitely. I professionally, I'm a communications expert. Like, I work in advertising.
That point is not lost on me. And a lot of this, you know, 99% of this is about communicating what is arguably one of the most powerful concepts to come out of the last century, which is that we're all, at the end of the day, on this spinning bit of rock, and regardless of things like skin colour or sexual orientation or gender identity, we are all the same.
My decision to make this video, I think, was definitely in a response to the campaign that Hockey Victoria ran, Fair Go Sport. Part of it was out of frustration because, as I said, I am a communications expert, or a professional, rather. Expert's probably overstating my brilliance.
Having had a look at the video, I think you're a communications expert.
Okay, well, anyway. Part of it was out of frustration because, look, I know my sport very well, and I know the limitations in funding and resources, and so they were doing their best, but I was frustrated because they were barely scratching the surface, and I felt something more powerful could be done, and I knew I had a story to tell, and I chose to share it. Definitely. And it was funny, one of the teams in one of the later rounds in the competition who were participating in the program wore rainbow socks. And the rainbow symbol has never been something that I've necessarily personally identified with.
I got a pair of those socks too.
I've subsequently been sent a few as well.
And Peter Gerlo, who you've been dealing with from the Victorian Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission, Peter sent me a copy of a couple of versions of the team members, you know, and one of the versions is a fairly bunch of bloody hunky-looking hockey players in a sort of very football-y-like pose, all with rainbow socks on. And I've got to say, in the years, you know, and Doug and I share this view, it's one of the most potent, powerful images that I think, you know, that I've ever seen around this issue.
Well, we're going to have to take a little break there, but Gus, you're staying with us for the rest of the show, so we're going to talk some more about this.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.